what are some different kinds of cuts of beef that you would normally use? Different kinds of steak. Know anything about that?
T-bone.
What about, y'all ever eat any lamb or anything like that?
Mutton.
What different cuts do you have? Just mutton? Okay. What about different kinds of chickens? Now, if you went to the store, you can buy, you know, some of the different kinds, like broilers and fryers, and you know the difference? You know anything about those? Okay. And, let's see. Ever seen a kind of sandwich that has several different kinds of meat and cheeses and stuff on it, big, long, and like that?
Submarine.
And the thing that you might have to drink, you might get a...
soft drink.
And let's see. Okay, now what about some sweet things like donuts you might have, little kinds of cakes and stuff?
Sweets. Desserts.
Yeah. Now what about kind of little cake that maybe has a little jelly in it or something like that? Or one that has maybe just a... you ever use the term coffee cake?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
A coffee cake.
What is that to you?
It's the cake that goes with coffee.
Okay. What's something maybe sweet like a coffee cake, but
donut.
Yeah. And what about the white stuff that you'd spread over a cake?
Glaze. Frosting.
And, ever seen a donut that's rectangular?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And let's see. This thing I have on my finger is my
ring.
Yeah. Any special names? Have you ever seen people who have rings and just kind of big, gaudy looking things?
Diamond rings.
Yeah. You ever a name for any ring that looks kind of gaudy, pretentious?
Big rock.
Okay, yeah. Okay. What are different kinds of shorts that men and women might wear, like, you know, that you might wear out?
Short.
Yeah, short shorts, that's one kind. What's some other kinds you might wear? Maybe men might wear them. They wouldn't wear short shorts, but what if they were blue jeans and you just...
cutoffs.
Yeah. What if they were for men and went down to the knees, just about to your knees?
Knickers.
Yeah. Would you ever hear the term walking shorts or Bermuda shorts?
No.
Okay, what about clothes that somebody else had owned first? You'd say they're what? They're
hand-me-downs.
Yeah. And any special name for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
In style.
And if you wanted to store your clothes in the winter, you might put them in a what? In
a barrel.
Yeah, or what kind of bag might you...
garment bag.
Would you call it a garment bag if that's what you... you know, the plastic thing that you get from the cleaners, that your clothes come in when you get them from the cleaners, what do you call that? Any special name?
Just a plastic bag.
Okay. And what about if you were traveling in the bag you put them in? Would you call that a
garment bag?
Okay. And what about different styles of shoes that you normally see people wearing?
Spike heels, sandals, tennis shoes.
Yeah. What about ones that come way up here?
Boots.
Yeah. And what about some different kinds of hairstyles that you might see, you know, like... well, used to men had flat
burrs.
Tops. Yeah, and burrs. Mm-hmm.
Ball head on.
Okay. What would... do you have any special name, you know, for, say, a man that's especially unattractive?
Ugly.
Yeah. What about a woman? Any term you'd use for her if she's especially unattractive?
Ugly.
Yeah. And what about a very attractive man? With anything? What about a very attractive woman?
Beautiful.
Okay. And what about a person who's all time reading, just keeps his nose in a book, and you say he's...
lukewarm.
Okay. And what about a, you know, a kid in school that's always trying to get on the teacher's good side, always talking to the teacher and that kind of thing?
Pound nosing.
Yeah.